ABC Radio Australia.
Now, money continues to flow into Pacific Sport from the Australian government, with Australian Rules Football the latest beneficiary. The government in Canberra has signed off on a four-year partnership with the AFL, which is designed to enhance high-performance pathways for aspiring Aussie rules players from across the Pacific. Funded through the Pacific Oz Sports Program, the new partnership will provide an equal number of programs for women and men. It will include the launch of a new AFL Talent Academy in Vanuatu, building on the existing network in Nauru, Fiji and Papua New Guinea. Right now, the PNG Academy is celebrating another big success, with Alan Savara selected to play for the Gold Coast Suns Academy team at the National Under-16 Boys Championship starting in May. Along with Rocky Rex and Ellison Tonner, Alan was one of three PNG players to spend time at the Suns recently, but National Talent Manager Prudence Sindrawen says Savara was the one who shone the brightest, and she says she has more reasons than one to follow the lead of the Suns. Ace Oya, who was the first player to come through the development pathway in PNG and make it all the way to the AFL.
He was supposed to travel last year with the other tours, but due to his documentation, he couldn't make the team. He was very sad. But September that he first traveled for under-14s to Sunny Coast. And then when he got back and then did the South Pacific tour, and after the South Pacific was the Suns and, yeah, this thing. So it was something very big for him. He was really surprised as well. All he could say was he was just thanking us, and we were just there to guide you and support you all the way. But it's through your dedication as an individual that put out everything that made you got where you got to be today. So he was really happy.
So tell me, the National Under-16 Boys Championships come up in May and June, so a couple of months away. What happens for Alan between now and then?
He's already in PNG, so he'll be undertaking some programs at our high performance programs and all that, going to see physios and undergoing some trainings here. So we encourage him to play more, play and just keep fit, eat proper food and all that, just stay healthy, look after his body until he gets back. In a few weeks' time, maybe 3 or 4 weeks' time, he'll be back in Gold Coast.
And what about Rocky and Ellison? How did they go?
They were good, but unsuccessfully, they haven't got selected, but they performed really well. But maybe Alan stood out for the coaches and everybody in Gold Coast, so he was the best among the three, so that's where he got selected. But Ellison and Rocky did well as well, so hopefully we keep on engaging them with the program and all that. Yeah, something later might come up. So
tell me a little bit more about Alan. What kind of player is he?
He's a small forward, but most of the time there's a different category that he plays back here. So he plays with our school competition, and then when he goes to his club level game, he plays as a reserve. So he plays as a small forward, and then sometimes he plays mids. He's a strong midfielder.
And I presume, obviously, he would have taken some inspiration from Ace, would he? Ace Oya, getting through to play for the first team at the Gold Coast Suns. Is that the case now, that everybody wants to follow Ace?
Alan came from the same place, same environment, same place where Ace got out from, the small place called Gordons. This is where Alan is from as well. So that's where everything they do, they wanted to become like Ace. And it just happened that Alan is one of Ace's nephews.
Oh, right. Okay. So there's a family connection.
Yes. So it's just the small place that they all grew up together and all that. So seeing Ace playing with the Gold Coast Suns is just something big for the kids in the same place that they all grew up in. So they all, like, it's just when they wake up in the morning, they wanted to hold the AFL ball. They wanted to become like Ace. They want to do those small styles and speckies and whatnot that Ace does in the game. So, yeah. It's like every day they're holding the football. Morning till night, they'll be playing, trying to build like Ace and all that. So it was very easy for us when they came into the program. It was very easy to identify the skills and all that, because they were there already, being small, doing the AFL and all that. Nothing else, but it was just AFL.
So we have the obvious success of Ace, and then hopefully Alan will follow a similar pathway, and we hope others will follow him. But the emphasis at the moment seems to be on the boys coming through the academy. What's happening with the girls? You're a former captain of the national side. I mean, what's been the impact on them?
Well, I will say the boys' competition have been running as in running. But due to the current situation that has been happening in the country, and as we are in the heart of the country, like Port Moresby, there's a lot of everything. I'm sure you guys have seen the news and all that. So things have been happening. So parents have been holding back their kids and all that. So it's just very hard for us to engage with girls. But the girls that comes over to the Oval, that's where we get the girls and just give them a game to play. Just give them a few hours to run and then just see whoever we can put them in the academy pathway. So we just see who's the best and we can do selections and all that. So it's just very hard with the background that we are living in right now.
And just a final point. I mean, I gather that the International Cup is returning later this year after a long break. Is that right? So how will that work?
So we have AFL running in different parts of Papua New Guinea. So there'll be selections, a group of people moving to the places that has AFL running. So they'll be doing selections. And I think I'm not really sure, but I hope they do a big championship where we all can come together in one region and then play in these selections. But I'm not really sure if it's going to happen.